Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for April 25th, 2019. In today's news, a number of high-rise projects are set to change Salt Lake City's downtown skyline. Sales have started for hotel-style condominiums in a 71-story New York City skyscraper. And some units in a Vietnam residential tower will feature private elevator landings.
In 10 years, the skyline of downtown Salt Lake City is projected to look quite different, with a flurry of skyscraper activity poised to start, Deseret News reports. According to the Downtown Alliance, up to 5 cranes are expected to be operating a year from now as an updated master plan paves the way for urban revitalization. Recently approved projects include the Salt Palace Convention Hotel, a 28-story building being developed by John Portman and Associates, Liberty Sky, a 24-story tower that is the city's first entirely residential skyscraper being developed by Cowboy Partners and Boyer Company and designed by Smallwood Reynolds Stewart Stewart of Atlanta, and Tower 8, a 28-story office tower being developed by the real estate arm of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
New York Yimby reports that sales have launched for the 124 condominiums in the 71-story The Centrale at 138 East 50th Street in New York City, designed by Pele Clark Pele with Slice as executive architect and developed by Ceruzzi Properties. The 800-foot-tall property in Midtown East features interiors designed by Champa LaMode, which is well-known for high-end hotel design. Fresh renderings show neutral palettes, high-end finishes and high ceilings, and amenities such as a fitness center, multiple lounges, an outdoor terrace, private dining areas, and a 75-foot lap pool. Occupancy is anticipated by this summer.
Residential investment advisor Oriental Consulting says private elevator landings in some larger units are among features of the 29-story The Mark, which, according to Vietnam Investment Review, is the second condominium tower being developed by Hong Kong Land in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. A sales gallery for the project opened in March, sparking what the source called curiosity and excitement. Located at 29B Nguyen Dinh Chiu, the development carries 515 units and is within walking distance of many office towers as well as shopping and entertainment destinations. For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.